prophets, we just do what God tells us. On this day, he told me what I must do. And he said, deliver my people from the bondage of poverty.
I receive. Oh, yes, Rachel.
Let me tell you something. With all your intelligence, the moment we remove the demon of poverty, you will see what's going to happen.
I receive.
With all your companies you registered already.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The moment we remove the demon of poverty.
Oh, yes.
You will see what's going to happen.
I receive.
With all your wisdom.
Oh, yes.
The moment we remove the demon of poverty.
Oh, yes.
You will be shocked what will be happening with your life.
I receive.
If you're hearing me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me reveal to you a mystery. Say a mystery. This is a mystery that I want to show you now. You see, you're sitting there and wondering. Some of you are supposed to go very far with your school. You are supposed to be professors. But do you know how the devil destroyed you? School fees. There was no money. There was no money. The destruction of the poor. The Bible says what? Is a spirit of what? Poverty. You are supposed to be very far by now. But how the devil destroyed you, he used nothing but money, poverty. But thank be to God. The Bible says, my God says, God, he restores the wasted years.
Oh, yes.
All
oh, yes.
These years since you were born.
Oh, yes.
The devil wasted them.
Oh, yes.
But today, God will restore.
Oh, yes.
He compensates you.
Oh, yes.
All the wasted years.
I receive.
Oh, yes. If you're believing me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch this. You are supposed to be a nurse. You end up taking a course you don't want. You were supposed to be a lawyer. But you're in security now. I'm telling you, now, what are you doing in security? No? I'm guarding bags. Eh? Every day you go and guard bags. The whole night. You got bags? Yes. At a farm. Bags. When the boss is coming, chensa. Let me say this to you. It's a good thing you're doing now. For now, it is good. But hear me. I serve God. If you're in security, you guard where the farm, where the chickens, whatever you're guarding, praise be to God, you're doing that for now. But that's not your end. I challenge you. You will know I serve a true living God. After here, when I remove the demon of poverty, God will give you ideas. You begin to see things. Oh my goodness. You begin to see the world in a different way. You see, the reason why God made Adam, the Bible says, and he took Adam and put him in a garden. To do what? To work in the garden. And God says, I will make a man in my image. To do what? To have dominion over the things of the world. Dominion over the things under the ground. All the meaningless. So the dominion over the things of the sea. All the fish. You see, you are supposed to take over the fishing industry. He said the things of the air. You are supposed to take over aviation industry. So the things of the land. Real estate you're supposed to take over. But man is sitting and some false preachers are coming telling you to say as long as you're born again, it is fine. Whether you're poor, whether you die poor, as long as you're born again, it is fine. I choose to differ, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Because Abraham was rich.
Oh,
Isaac
yes.
was rich. Jacob was rich.
Oh, yes.
Solomon was rich.
Oh, yes.
Joseph was rich.
Oh, yes.
Receive your riches.
I receive.
Sit down. When poverty demon punches your home address, say sorry, it's a wrong destination.
Oh yes.
Please punch again. Pa pa pa. Sorry, it's a wrong destination.
Oh yes.
Let me say this to you. You must understand, God wants to set you free. Don't think God is happy to see you subject to all things, subject to poverty, subject to sickness, subject to debts. God is unhappy. How many are following that? How many are following? You'll receive your miracle today. Tell your neighbor next to you to say, from now onwards,
from now onwards,
God will prove to you.
God will prove to you.
He will show you.
He will show you.
He loves you.
He loves you. I receive.
How many are following? How many are following? How many are following? You must understand that. You're passing through so much now. Going through so much. You see, no matter how you go, you're into prayer. I am praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that this money must be released. The money will never be released until the demon holding the money has come out.
Oh, yes.
Father, I'm praying for a job. Oh, Lord, look at my CV. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. There will be no job until the demon making you not get employed, making you not get a promotion, has been cast out. Ladies and gentlemen, today,
oh yes,
that demon will be cast out in the name of Jesus. Wave your hands, wave your hands, wave your hands, wave your hands, wave your hands. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down, let me show you something. Is your neighbor hearing you? Tell them, look at me now. Say, I may be your boss. I talk like this. Unfortunately, it comes to pass. Why? Major, why are you preaching about all these things? Because our church is a church of faith. We preach faith.
Oh,
we
yes.
speak faith.
Oh,
we
yes.
declare our faith.
Oh, yes, sir. Bring it on, Dandy.
Mitch.
Tell you about, we are a church of faith.
We are a church of faith.
I'm telling you, the faith that you have, oh, my goodness.
See.
Say after me. Say, I'm a man or a woman of faith. Say, no sickness is on my mouth.
No sickness is on my mouth.
Say, poverty will be defeated today.
Poverty will be defeated today.
Sickness will be defeated today.
Sickness will be defeated today.
Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Watch this. Say, you demon of poverty.
You demon of poverty.
Come out.
I receive.
Sutararia subrada matu.
I receive.
I'm seeing so many Christians here coming out of all. Poverty demon is being defeated today.
I receive.
Let me say this to you. Poverty has made so many people to make so many mistakes. Riches have brought so many people into destruction. But poverty has done so much more. It's difficult for a rich man to enter heaven. But also, very worse for a poor man. Poverty. When we cast out poverty, don't replace poverty with money. Don't weigh money with poverty. There are so many people with so much money, but they are so poor. The solution to poverty is not money. The solution to poverty is deliverance. What have I said? I have seen so many people who have touched a lot of money, but they can't understand where their money went. Because they thought money was the answer. Money is not the solution to your problem. Deliverance is a solution to your problem. Do you understand? As I did mention one day, I said, countries where Christians are so many, most of those countries are poor. Because Christians are told by the missionaries who came a long time ago that as long as we're born again, don't worry about anything. As long as you speak in tongues, you pray, don't worry about anything. It is a wrong doctrine. The Bible says, learn to work for yourself. It's in your Bible. Learn to work for yourself so that you don't lack. It's in your own scriptures. When Peter had no money, Jesus became a solution. He said, no problem. Go and catch the fish. Open the mouth of the fish. Find the money. Pay your bills. Jesus is always there when you need a solution. I am talking to somebody right now who is sitting down and he's unaware, she's unaware where the fees will come from. I want you to believe that when I cast this demon out of poverty, there will be a way out for you.
See,
I'm talking about a man who is here right now, who is unaware where to get the man to pay the bond. And he's sitting down, not aware what's going to happen next in his life. Because all sources of money are closed. And he's just living by faith. I want to tell you, continue living by faith. But also understand that today, I'm going to cast out the demon of poverty. And that you'll begin to see sources of money coming back in your life.
I receive.
I'm talking about a woman who is not even aware what's going to happen next. There's completely no money to pay. Their brother is having a problem. The family is having a problem. Things are just tough in your life and just don't know what to do next. I want to tell you something. I believe in God who blesses the poor, who raises somebody from the dust. I believe in God. If you believe, today you'll be set free. There'll be an anointing of prosperity. Poverty will leave you in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Now watch this. Do you understand that angels were made not from the soil? Angels were made by God's word. Angels be there. Angels were there. But when God was thinking someone to be like him, he didn't think of angels who were made by just words. He came on the ground. When the devil wanted to be like God, God brought him down. The devil was not made by soil. He was made by words. God said, I want somebody to be like me, but I must raise him from the dust. God came and raised a man from the dust. What does that tell you? It tells you that God may leave other important people and locate you from the dust. God can raise you. He can raise you from nothing. Imagine he put the clay, the soil together, and he said, this is the man who will be like me. God did that to me. He took me from the clay, from the soil. He said, I'm going to make you a great prophet. God, he could have chosen important people to be prophets. But he took me from the soil. He said, I'll take you from the dust and I'll make you to be like me.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm seeing God taking you from the soil.
Oh, yes.
My God, my God, my God, my God. I am seeing God taking your business from the ground. All great men in the Bible, none was of noble character. David was a shepherd boy. Saul was somebody looking for donkeys in the mountains. He became a king. Every time in the Bible, there were people who were nobody. Moses was a useless man in the bush in Egypt, taking care of the sheep of his father-in-law. He said, I want to take you from the dust. When he was in the palace, God never remembered him until he became nothing. God said, yeah, so that you can know I can take somebody from the dust. And I'm seeing that happening today. God will take you from nothing. Don't say, no, I have got nothing. Yes. He's seeking for those people. What your company cannot do. What your school cannot do.
Oh, yes.
What your intelligence cannot do.
Oh, yes.
You say, you know, when you'll be entering in this new house, you'll be entering. He has done for me. What my brother cannot do.
He has done for me.
What my business
cannot do. He has done for me.
What my wisdom
cannot do. He has done for me.
Shout hallelujah! The day you come for testimony here. Are you hearing me? Just start this song. We will know where you are coming, where you are coming from. When you now come here, to show the world what God of Major One has done for you. Before you even say, my name is Sibosiso, I'm from Limpopo. Just say, he has done for me. I believe in miracles. Ooh, what my bank cannot do.
He has done for me.
Cannot do.
He has done for me.
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 What my bank
cannot do. He has done for me.
Are you here?
Yes, Daddy.
Ask your neighbor, will you come with a testimony? What are they saying? It's a breaking strongholds.
Breaking strongholds.
Now, as you're still standing like this, I want to speak a little bit about strongholds. As I did mention, strongholds. Someone says strongholds.
Strongholds
are things which have been in your family for a long time. One of the strongholds we have mentioned about is a stronghold of poverty. If your mother, your brother, your cousin, everyone is having financial problem, everybody, including yourself, something is wrong. I'm not saying the end of poverty is a guarantee of heaven. No, 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 no. the decision you made. Listen to this. You may have a prayer life and never see heaven. You may be an intercessor and never see heaven. You may be anointed and never see heaven. You may be a preacher and never see heaven. You may deliver people and never see heaven. But you can never be holy and fail to see heaven. The guarantee to heaven is not anything apart from living a pure life. What I'm saying is, why then are we doing deliverance to people? Why then are we casting demons out? Why then? Because Jesus said, those who shall believe in my name, the following shall follow them. God is not moved how much you pray. He's moved by how much you keep yourself I'll be praying for you today. God will answer you today. But your testimony is not a guarantee of heaven. I must make this clear. After God has given you, what next? One day I was in Emirates. And I checked like this. I saw my son. One of my sons in the church. But I haven't been seeing him in church for now about 5 months. And I remembered his prophecy. I said, you. And I actually didn't know he left the church 5 months ago. I didn't even know. Anyway, if you leave this church, we will not even know. I'm telling you. Try it. To us to be a testimony, because we have got so many people outside who are looking for a seat. They're in the bush, sitting in the bush. Looking for the chair you're sitting right now. You can do us a favor if you can leave the church. So this man, I said, my son. He said, yes, I was your son. I said, I'm in the first class, he's in the first class. Oh, I said, where are you going? He's like, no, I mean, you prophesied to me, you prayed for me, you delivered me. Now I'm doing this thing, I'm having a project in Germany. I was going to India. I had a connecting flight via Dubai and him too. He said his life changed. Since his life changed, he even changed the church. And I looked at him and I said to him, I don't care you changing the church, sir, but I care you changing your faith. I said, your faith in God must be so strong. He was so gentle. He was being a gentleman to me. Excuse me. On laptop. Yeah, I hear you, Major. Put his glasses here. He's looking at me like this. So, you know, in MLS, there's, you can go on YouTube. There's internet. So I went on YouTube to look for his prophecy. Because I remember it was the first service of the year. where I prophesied to him. So I went. I began to watch. I put him so that he does not listen. He was, of course, you know, first class is like, it's a sweat. You can actually rock your door. You close and nobody will see you. You sit there, it's your own room. You understand? So I connect. And I'm watching the prophecy and hear what I said in the prophecy. I said, you, stand up. I said, there is a demon of poverty. And I said, if I be a prophet, the man said, I have no money, I have no, I can't pay this. I said, you have got a company. I said, yes, there's a connection with this company in Germany. He said, yes, I delivered the man. And now it went through. The man now, I said, so why don't you go to church? He said, you know, family. He said, family. Family. He said, yes. After I watched the prophecy, I now lock my room. Down. Then I lock my room. I said, Father, I reverse my prophecy. And guess what? Friday, I saw him in church here. Today, he's in church here. I know the problem has hit this person. No, I'm not praying for you again, no. You see, on Friday, I said, I reverse my prophecy. What an insult to a prophet. You see, when the devil was shining in heaven, he thought it's his own light. Now I said, I reverse my promise. So I'm now just saying this so that this man can know that what has happened to you is me who reversed the prophecy. I took back my prophecy. Because a prophet, you see how people misinterpret prophets. They think I must stand here and God must tell me what I must tell you only. You must know, prophets can decide to tell you when God is silent. Yes. Is not your Bible telling you that there was a time when God was silent? There was hunger in the city to a level where people began to eat people. They would agree in a house. Who are we eating today? In Israel. And they would choose one and kill one and eat. The Bible says so. There was no food. And one day, a king rose up and blamed the prophet. And he said, oh, this hunger, we have got a prophet in the country. He said, I will look for him and I will kill him. Because we're not supposed to be suffering when a prophet is in our country. The Bible says so. So now the king sent a messenger to a prophet. When the messenger entered, the prophet said, I know God is silent, but thy says the Lord. Tomorrow, there'll be no hunger in this country. And the Bible says the following day, there was plenty in the country. And God never said anything to Elisha, but Elisha said it. The word prophet on its own is sent. The fact is a prophet is already sent. That's why the Bible says, believe in your God. You shall be established. Believe in your prophets. You shall be successful. I'm here to tell you, there are things that you must know. When God says to me, for a country, for a people, or for an individual, I say them the way they are. and there are things the spirit of prophecy drives me to a person and says, say something to this person. What I say, you may question 1 + 1. You will never question 2. Because 2. Right now, I want you to know one thing. When God has prospered you, it's not a license to think you can do anything. You've been a big mess. Raise up your hands. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Everything that is dead in my life.
Everything that is dead in my life.
Let it resurrect by your power.
Let it resurrect by your power.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every demon of poverty.
Every demon of poverty.
I command it to come out.
I command it to come out.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now we'll be entering in a heavy spiritual warfare now. We will now command every demon of poverty to leave your house. The demon of poverty. If you're watching me, especially watching on TV now, whether you're watching on your phone or your laptop or your computer, your TV, hear me. First, the phone you're using is a small phone. You will know what I'm talking about. Poverty. As long as it's a demon, it will leave you in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Your own CV will begin to do wonders for you.
I receive.
Your own company will begin to do miracles for you.
I receive.
Receive.
I receive. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus, somebody.